As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I was just singing limericks when Dan Zangrilli turned to Bob and said, "How are you enduring this?" And Bob said, "I'm in counseling." Is that right, Bob?
Yes. You forced me to get counseling.
I got Rodney Peet into a limerick during the intermission, didn't I?
That's another thing that I have to go through even more counseling, because at least twice or three times an hour we hear this.
That sounds like a baby goat at a petting zoo.
Yeah. I thought it sounded like a baby on an airplane. Bob says a dying sheep. Would you like to hear it one more time, Dan, to identify? What do you got?
I'm going to go petting zoo.
Yeah. I often thought that Folsey should open his own petting zoo and people could pet him, Bob. Remember Folsey?
I do. I haven't seen him in a long time. How's he doing?
We tried to get him an endorsement with a local petting zoo. It didn't work out. He's doing well. Limits, have you heard from him? Does he still have a file here?
I think he still does. I have not heard from him in a while, though.
Ron in Cook's Forest wants to talk about Jared Jones. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Folsey, you know what they say. You can't make the club in the tub, Bob.
We'll always remember that.
Ron in Cook's Forest.
Yes, we will always remember that, Dan. And welcome aboard.
It's great to be here.
Pirates won a game, and Andrew McCutchen hit a home run. So my first question to you is the first I presented to Bob today. Surely he needs a day off now,
oh,
right?
Man.
He got a rest today?
Those arthritic knees.
What happens with this lineup with Shelty? Like, O'Neill Cruz is 26. He's now far removed from the leg injury, leads the league in steals. He looks like he runs fine. Why does he need to get off his feet on a Saturday and then not play on a Sunday? That was just baffling.
So, like everything else, we've gone way too far to one end of the spectrum in following science and data and biomechanics. The intent of doing this is to try to prevent injuries. And the theory and the logic behind it, which I don't disagree with the theory, but the over-execution of it, I think, is definitely problematic, is your logic is, okay, if we give him 10 days off and we script those out and we do it based on matchups and we try to do this maybe with an off day right there so you get 2 days down, you know, you're trying to avoid and you would otherwise sign for, okay, I'll take him out of the lineup for 10 days because he may be out of the lineup 30 if he gets injured. You know, the body wear and tear on it over the course of the year tends to break down and be susceptible to injury sometime in June or July. And then what happens? Soft tissue this, calf that, a hamstring that. Then you're out of the lineup for 30, 40 days maybe. So that's where they're trying to go with it, with load management. If you remember, this all really started about 10 years ago. Remember when Neil Huntington would talk about, ironically enough, Joe, you have the Golden State Warriors hat on, how they were actually maximizing performance of players by playing them less.
Yeah.
Rather than running them out there for 159 games and they're not at their fullest potential. it's an attempt to, number one, prevent injuries, because the Pirates, as a small market team, can ill afford, as we've seen, attrition. But, you know, they've just gone way too far here, and they haven't balanced the science with logic. And like everything else in baseball, and now it's infiltrating in every avenue of sport, they're following so much data, they just don't pick their head up from the information and say, okay, let's just take a breath here and deploy some common sense and have some feel for the situation at hand, because they are so married to the process, right? They're so married to the 162 and respecting that, that they fail to, I think, capitalize on the moment and be in the present with stuff. And I think that, you know, what we've seen over the last week, and there's many instances, say, for instance, the Jared Jones game last year, where, you know, he's mowing down the Mets, 59 pitches, 50 strikes, because they have this bigger vision for the season. And they weren't in the moment. And not only did they disrespect the game, they lost the game. And, well, Jones gets hurt anyway. Like, so, they're like anything else, truth and true logic lies somewhere in the middle. And striking that balance is something that, well, the ones that can, that they're the most effective.
You know, I would understand a 38-year-old who needs more time just because he has arthritic knees, all that. But when I see Cruz, this past weekend, and really big games, I thought, at the time, given where they were, and it's Cleveland in town, part of a homestand you want to take advantage of, and then he was given a day off, too, when they had a following day off, a natural one, on Monday. So, Dan, that I didn't understand, and I look at the Atlanta Braves. I've always said this, and I know that you talked to Brian Reynolds, maybe it was your interview, where he talks about the Braves and how they run that same lineup out there every single day, and Olsen, more than anyone, doesn't miss. But you could say that about all their players. Every now and then they get a day, but mostly that same lineup. Like, for example, tonight with the Pirates, after that winning lineup last night, I would trot the same exact lineup out tonight.
I would do that, yes. More often than I would err on, okay, looking for ways to give guys rest. You know, the Cruz thing on, what was it, Sunday. You know, it's left on left. They're trying to back up days off, and they're also thinking about, you know, maybe certain pitches and certain swings from certain guys, so they go with Canario. They want to put him in because they believe that he would be a better matchup against the left-hander. And it might be as granular as, okay, Canario's really good against a slider. Canario's really good against a fastball. Cruz, left-on-left, is really struggling against a left-on-left slider. And Logan Allen goes to this pitch 35-40% of the time. And what's the point in putting O'Neill Cruz in the lineup if he's just going to see at-bat after at-bat three times with slider, 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 and he's hitting 089 against him? And we have a day off coming up, so why not back up 2 days off for that guy? It checks the box of everything from a preservation standpoint and also a matchup standpoint, because, well, maybe Canario is the better option. That's their line of thinking, but that's on paper, right? There also is the other side of the logical and practical application of this. Cruz is swinging a hot bat. Maybe today is the outlier. Where's the gut? Where's the touch, the feel? Okay, this guy's hot right now.
Yeah.
Run him out there. So even though the numbers and the data, I'm going against the grain on the numbers and the data, which everybody's scared to death to do, by the way, because they all get called to the carpet and everybody wants to throw data in their face and they're so afraid of something not working. And if it blows up in my face, and if, you know, Cruz does go 0-for-5 with 4 strikeouts, you know, 0-for-3 with 3 ugly-looking punch-outs against the left-hander, everybody say, well, why? What are you doing? Why would you go left on left? That makes no sense. He's hitting 089 against this slider. You know, coaches are petrified of that scenario. So what they do is they then in turn hide behind the data. And it's just a bad situation where everybody just runs to that stuff like a moth to the light. They use it as a shield to protect themselves when they are indeed called to the carpet, and they just don't back it like Leland would do, is go up against the grain.
Yeah.
I'll never forget.
Isn't that what a manager is paid to do, though, is to make gut decisions sometimes on these situations and just say, look, I know what all that data says. I ain't using it today. We're going to go with what I think. He's swinging a good bat. He's hit lefties fairly well. based on where he started, let's roll with it.
I'll never forget one of my first days on the job. Paul Meyer asked Lloyd McClendon, why the F would you pinch hit Rob Mikowiak
and Paul
against
Meyer
a
said
left
it like
hander?
That
he did. And then McClendon would laugh and said, Paul, we're on live TV. And then he proceeded to say even louder, I don't give an F. And then, right. And then, you know, McClendon said, you know, basically I had a hunch. That was 20 years ago. I mean, a generation, a lifetime ago. But those things, those instances have been stomped down 6 feet under because of metrics and data, which, listen, I enjoy all of that. It's good to follow all that, but it's also a game played by humans, and you have to have some touch and feel. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be more art than science. Where's the
man? That's Dan Zangrilli. You hear him on pre and post game on The Fan. Great at what he does. The post game is just a must listen, his interaction with the fans. You just reminded me, I got sent on a road trip, I don't know, 2004 or 5, whenever McClendon was here, my first road trip to Cincinnati. So the first game I get there, and we go in to see McClendon before the game, and Paul Meyer's in there smoking like a haystack. and the room was, it was like a bar room. So, and I get really bothered with smoke. So
tough.
I go outside the room afterward and talk to Jim Trudinich, the PR guy then. I'm like, Jim, was I imagining things, or are we in the year 2005 and I was just in a smoke-filled room talking to the manager? It was incredible. But that was Paul Meyer, an absolute legend.
Sure. And you know, we don't ask questions like that anymore. I wish we could, and maybe we should. The game was obviously approached and managed in a different manner. And listen, it's hard to...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Combat sometimes just cold, hard, black and white data. But
does McCutchen have a point? And he piped up, you know, this past series over the weekend. And then the next day on Sunday, blatantly said to people, I want to play more. I want to play. This is my, essentially said, I'm paraphrasing, I don't know how much longer I have left. Run me into the ground here. And he gets more rest than I think is warranted right now from Shelty. What did you make of the whole McCutchen flap?
So I think his direct response into Noah Hyles' tweet was more so he just wasn't in the lineup, not that he wasn't available to play. I think that he wanted to make sure that that was clarified. So that was the intent of the tweet. Obviously, it was perceived as him challenging his manager directly, more so than I think the term day off. He was available. He had the cleats on. As he then later clarified, if he was in his, you know, sneakers, then that's a true day off. There's a big difference between the two. And I think that it was important for him, at least in his mind, to clarify that. As far as him playing more, I would run him. I would run him out there. But again, it gets to the point. Well, you know, you want somebody to be there for the marathon. You don't want them there for just 12 of the 26.2 miles.
To which I would say, what marathon? They need to go 80 and 59 to get to the wild card number. This is game. Unfortunately for them, in April, every game has become now game seven. That's how I'd be managing them.
Yeah, and I mean, he's one of your better hitters right now. I love the way that he's taking his at-bats. You know, we're, 24 games in. I'd say for at least half of them, he's been their best hitter. For the entire 24, he's been certainly somebody who would be considered in the top three. I would run him out there more often than not, especially if the body is responding well.
Apparently, sure. Radar wants to jump in.
Yes, I just saw this tweet from McCutchen that just came down about this very topic. David Todd tweeted yesterday, "Kutch deserves all the love he gets, but this Pirate season is basically already over. Kutch has a 92 WRC plus so far this season and is a below average outfielder at this point. It's not like they're sitting Juan Soto when he doesn't play. Play him, don't play him. He shouldn't be a priority if there is another guy that they can give at-bats to and try to develop. Sawinski, Davis, Cook, etc. What they should do right now is trade him to a competitive team if he would be interested and there are any takers." To which McCutchen quote tweets and says, "Well, thank God you're not a GM. Didn't know the season only lasted through the month of April." And then he subtweets his own tweet, "I'm going to get off this app. It truly is a dark and depressing place," with a peace out sign channeling his inner TJ Watt.
Oh, another peace out? We got how many peace out signs? We're still trying to figure out the Watt one.
Let me go touch grass, he
says. Dan, is the news there that David Todd dropped the WRC plus or McCutchen's response?
I guess, you know, let's take them on their own merit. I would completely disagree with the logic and the premise because there's not much of it in the original tweet, frankly. He's actually grading out as a top 10 defensive outfielder, McCutchen, which is amazing because I don't think he's a particularly great defensive outfielder.
But you would make the argument that that would last through the season. Here's the thing I agree with is the season is on the precipice. I just told you they need to go 80 and 59. They've put themselves in a horrible position. And sure. Bob and I have talked about this. Much as I love McCutchen, at some point, the decision might have to be made. Let's go with young guys. That's valid.
It is.
Yeah.
It's not a tough decision. That's also a backhanded indictment. It's not a conversation. It should be a conversation, but it's not. It's not anywhere near being a conversation.
Which are you talking about?
Whether or not McCutchen is taking at-bats away and being pushed out of the light. He is right now their second or third best player.
Yes.
So, and that is not necessarily a great thing. I'm not like heralding that as this wonderful, amazing thing. So when people come with, we'll get rid of him or send him off to pasture, he's their number three hitter for crying out loud. He should be hitting seventh. He should be a complimentary piece to this team. He should not be somebody who we are discussing running him out there for 159 games. Why isn't he in the lineup? Why isn't he in the lineup? Well, there should be somebody else to easily take his place. We should be having vigorous debates as to whom McCutchen is blocking. He's blocking no one.
Therein lies the biggest problem of all.
Yes.
There's nobody down there. And if there was, hopefully they would have elevated that person, but there's no reason to do it. They don't have anyone hitting. The only guy out, and we said this the other day to you, Dan, I'll say it again, Gorski continues to rake down there.
But yeah, where's Gorski?
And I only say that because there's so many guys struggling. Why not get one chance?
Bob, did you ever see the movie The World According to Gorski?
No.
It's wonderful. So is he, Dan?
Do we want Gorski for the Pirates or the 32nd Ward team? Because that's where I think his long-term future is.
I don't know, but he was a second-round pick who crushes AAA, who crushed in spring training, and they opened with the Exxon Valdez at first base. Now, he's actually hit a little bit.
Sure.
But why not, even in the interim, just say, what do we have here? They got a bunch of guys hitting 125. So, yeah. So any option is reasonable.
I mean, he's a right-handed bat, so it's a little different. But sure, you could make the argument that those ABs should go to him versus, say, a Sawinski. I don't know if he's a big leaguer. I'd be more interested in seeing Peguero, who I think is up over 850.
We talked about him,
me too.
What happened to him?
What happened to him, Dan?
He's maybe just not that good.
Well, that would give him plenty of company here. Yeah. Maybe he's not that good and still better than half their team.
I thought he was once the guy they were talking about.
He was traded for Starling Marte.
Right. So based on that and based on some of the things you've seen him recently, he's hitting the ball. I just don't understand why he can't get a chance somewhere. That's all I'm looking for. Just because if this team was all hitting, then there's no then he's being blocked, as you said. There's no blocking going on out here.
So, well, I guess Frazier's actually playing a pretty good brand of baseball for me.
Okay, he is what he is in my view. I didn't want that signing to begin with, and that's all due respect to Adam Frazier. I felt like that was just
they'd have to go
$1.5 million just to spend it.
Yeah, they would have to go one less man in the bullpen because right now. You have a four-man bench. You've got Canario as the extra outfielder. Triolo plays everywhere. Davis and Sawinski. So there's just really not a logistical spot. I think if there's an infield need, he's the first guy up. But just the way that everything's configured, you know, he's the 27th man at this point.
Well, riddle me this, Dan. We have Dan Zangrilli in studio here. We're about to go to the big boy, Mark Cabali. We'll let you go with this one. This kid for the Oakland A's just rocketed through their system. Nick Kurtz, fourth pick in the draft last year, played college baseball, goes right through Class A, goes right through Double A, hits .308 in Double A, goes right to Triple A, 1,000 OPS, on pace for 45 homers at Triple A, and suddenly he's making one of the quickest, you know, trips through the system that anybody's ever made there. Why can't the Pirates, in a matter of years and years and years, have one guy who does that, given all their high picks, just one guy who everybody in baseball is talking about, like the hitting version, not quite of Skeens, I know he's generational, but just a star hitter rocket through the system. How has that never happened,
you know,
or at least in a long time?
Of all of the things that we talk about, and there's a laundry list of items to discuss in the pecking order as to why or why not. To me, this is right at the top of the list. I watched him. I was the broadcaster at WVU for 6 years. And I watched Victor Scott fly under the radar, under the nose of the Pirates. I mean, it's not exactly a far drive from PNC Park to Morgantown. The Cardinals pick up Scott, I think, in the fifth, sixth, or seventh round. He was like a between 5 and 10 pick. And he's basically their leadoff hitter and their center fielder. And he's, you know, an absolute menace on the base paths. And it was a great developmental story. And they don't have many of those from an offensive player standpoint. That is the biggest, to me, the biggest item, far more than bobbleheads, bricks, sponsor logos, off-season spending. It's about your draft picks, what you do with them, and how, once they are in your system, how quickly, efficiently, and effectively they graduate to the big leagues. And the issue isn't, you know, what did you sign or what didn't you sign in the offseason. The issue is Sawinski, Davis, Hayes, while he's better. All of those guys, Triolo, that's the core of your foundation. And that is supplemented with spending, free agent signings. You can't, especially as a small market team or any team, build your club through free agency. You need more success stories. When Henry Davis, as a college bat, a polished bat, a mature bat, is taken 1-1, he's got to get to the big leagues, and he's got to help your club.
Yes.
Period. End of sentence. And when that doesn't happen, those are there's plenty of frustration, right, for fans to have. I think it needs to be directed in that area far more than the other areas.
Thank you, Dan. Bob, would you like to thank Dan personally?
Yes, Dan. Keep up the good work on the pre and post. Hopefully, we'll have another good game tonight where you can talk about 9 more runs.
What time do you have to stay up till for post games on these West Coast games?
Got off the air 1:30 last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you able to get to bed after that, Dan, or do you need a snack and some TV?
Yeah, a little.
You can't go to bed. I go home every
wired.
Night. You can't do it. It's just impossible.
Bob goes home on Sunday nights when he works late for the showdown and eats, well, he used to eat potato chips. Now he's trying vegetables, but he can't get to sleep when he gets home.
Oh, yeah. You're so wired. You got that adrenaline going when you're on air.
Right.
And there's a come down period and you have to gradually take steps. I agree with that.
I always tell people when you come home at work, let's say you go 8 to 5, 9 to 5, you're not going to go right to bed, are you?
Correct.
No.
Yeah.
You got to do something.
Yep. You have to wind down, scroll through some mindless stuff.
Do you sleep in, Dan, then?
No.
No. No. You have things to do in the morning.
Young children get here early. Yeah. You're getting kicked in the head at, you know, whatever time it is at ungodly hours.
And we had an interesting question earlier, and I will leave you with this one. Mm-hmm. I saw Amy Mock, one of our MVPs here at the Fan before the show, and I had hit my funny bone yesterday.
Yes.
Of course, she's hit hers. Everybody has, right? That's the question. Is there any human being, let's say 16 years or older, among everybody living on the planet, who has not experienced hitting their funny bone at least once?
I mean, of all the doorways that you walk through over the course of your lifetime, I think it's a mathematical impossibility.
So do I, Bob. Did we get any texting feedback? Is there a person out there, Limits, who has never hit their funny bone?
One person claims that they did not hit their funny bone.
No,
yes,
it's
just
happened.
One.
It happens. They just don't realize it or remember it.
You could bang your getting out of a chair, and then it sends a little shock down your arm.
Yeah.
I think the highest...
It's universal bump.
I think the highest funny bone bang per capita comes when carrying something through a doorway.
Yeah.
Or when you prematurely turn.
Yeah.
And then, boom, it's over.
I agree with that, actually. Thank you, Dan.
All right, Dan.
We had a wonderful time.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes.
which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.